Proverbs for the day, October the 31st, Proverbs 31. We're going to make an effort to read verses 16 to 25 and just make a couple comments. She considereth a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good, her cattle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry, her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband's known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. There are a couple other verses we'll cover next month. And this is a devotional for this month. You would never cover all these things. But I'd like to take an overview at it that I'm impressed with and make a few comments. We know Proverbs 31 is associated with the virtuous woman. So that brings me to say, first of all, that these are ideals to see. These are ideals to see. They're not measuring sticks, men. To be honest with you, you got no business reading it. You got no business using it. You got no business meditating on it as a man. You say, why should I read it? Well, you should read it to be able to mark and appreciate everything that are there. Anything that's there in that person's life. If you have daughters someday, or if you're raising sons, you need to teach them to appreciate those things. And it's totally safe for the woman to read this passage and think about it. And we're going to just make a couple overall comments about it. It's totally safe as long as the man keeps his heart and mind in line with God. They're not measuring sticks. They're ideals to see. And I hate to tell you, fellas, and I might know a little bit of what I'm talking about here. I hate to tell you, but your tendency to look at that passage and start measuring as a measuring stick, you couldn't measure up if you had to all the verses about us men. None of us could. We ought to look at what it says about us as men as ideals and work towards them and pray towards them and obey towards them. And so if you're a lady, if you're a woman, then adjust your ideals to God's. It's going to take a battle in the day that we live in. I firmly believe that the God of this world, he has other titles in case you don't recognize him. His name is Satan. His name is the devil. He's the serpent. I firmly believe that he desperately attacks the way a woman views her role. I know there are situations where in homes people have different ways of bringing in the money to pay the bills. I understand that. And I don't know that any one man on earth has a right to say that something is absolutely right or wrong, except, as in yesterday, we talked about the roles being reversed. Except as in, these values here are so different than the values that the world tries to give a woman. Now, the men are just as guilty in the sense that men tend to honor the wrong values in women. And if they're not careful, they want a certain set of values, but they don't want you to have all of them. Now, ladies, these are ideals to see. They're not performance-based criteria. You could end up like Martha and not like Mary. I find that Mary was industrious, because that's our next point. These are industrious ideals. They are industrious. These are industrious statements. Mary was industrious. Mary was at the tomb early. Mary was occupied with things when she should have been. The statement the Lord Jesus Christ makes to Martha about her and Mary's differences is that Martha didn't have her priorities right at the time. You know, I do picture this sometimes. Let's say that this was a special time the Lord Jesus Christ was on earth, and there was a little bit of food that was necessary. There was a little bit of eating that was necessary, feasting, so to speak. But I just picture that Mary was the type that would do a good job, and it would have been tasty and edifying and edible. But it wasn't the purpose of the occasion. Does that make any sense? And fellas, if you're not just an Esau, where your God is your belly, like yesterday, a fool filled, okay? If you're just got some common sense as a Christian man, having some decent food at, say, dinner on the grounds or at a fellowship in between preaching meetings on a given day, a Sunday, whatever, you got enough common sense to know that it's a blessing to have some good food for fellowship, but we shouldn't allow it to become this gigantic burden upon the woman. Now, maybe you think I've gone from devotion to meddling, but I don't think so. What I'm trying to do is just give you the picture of a culture for the woman's sake, to where there are ideals to see, and these are industrious, but they're not performance-based. Martha had gotten her priorities wrong in that the event she thought was all about the experience, the food, the environment, etc. No, it was a part of it. And we should make sure as men that we set a spirit and a tone and an expectation that keeps that in moderation for the woman. Now, a woman, these are industrious. They are ideals to see. These are industrious. Woman needs industry. She needs to be industrious. It doesn't have to be, as in this passage, sewing and cooking at length. Those are good things to be able to do. In fact, they're wonderful things to be able to do. In fact, they are edifying things for both the woman and the home. They're good things to do. Now, there's times I wish I knew how to sew. But anyway, if as fellas try to provide the means for it within reason, I would advise you, dear woman, to pick useful things for industry, practical things for industry. It is evident that God put different things in the two different genders. So try not to become overpowered by hobbies, okay? I want to be discreet here because I'm not trying to discourage hobbies at all and activities, whether it be, you know, quilting or scrapbooking, but think about the fact that you could take that same amount of energy and time and that industry and balance how much we use on hobbies and become more practical in our industries. That's all. Do those other things. But you see, that you got to understand, there's a ton of money for the world to make off of our hobbies. And so a lot of the ingenious and a lot of the inventions, a lot of them are marketed for the sake of money. That's the purpose. These are industrious. Be industrious. And men, encourage the industriousness, not a servitude. Not just for you, but in God's work, allow the woman to be industrious. In God's ways, allow it. Well, our time is racing away. And then these are indicative indicators. They are indicators. They don't define the woman. They're just indicators. Man, if you've got any wisdom at all, acknowledge the indicators that exist. You know, let me say this to you, sir, young man, older man, middle-aged man, your mother, your grandmother, who may have doted upon you and spoiled you, are not God's ideal. They're your ideal. And you don't have any right measuring by that. You know, verse 25, strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. Dear woman, you're going to have to look to God because He sees. And maybe throughout your day, or maybe you're at a time today, or maybe you'll need this later, but let me give you a verse about being a virtuous woman. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed toward His name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. If you'd like to mark it, it's Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 10. And these things are indicative. That is, they are indicators. And that's all they are. And, fellas, I'm going to say it one more time, because I see this happen so much. Your experience as a boy is not the measure. And these are ideals to see. They are industrious things, and they are indicative. They are indicators. They are not absolute statements. They are not a measuring stick. And so let's remember to keep the right spirit in our homes. And let's allow the Holy Spirit to take these things and really use them in our Christian homes.